This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. It's Monday, fun day. Welcome to a new week in Trump land. Wayne Allyn Root here, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, and many fine stations all over this great United States. California's Gavin Newsom just became the new governor. On the moment he swore in as governor, he swore to break the law and break the Constitution of the United States of America. I think he should be perp walked out of his office. I think he's a disgrace to humanity. But here he's been in office a few days, and his very first thing that he does as governor, he proposes a tax on drinking water. See, this tells you everything you need to know about Democrats. They will tax the air you breathe. They will tax the water you drink. They will tax the shower water that cleans your body. If they could, they'd give a tax on your death. You know, you have no right to die unless you pay a tax. And we'll keep you alive and torture you until the day you pay your tax. And they kind of do that. It's called the estate tax. After you're dead, they tax you on all the money you made. After taxes, you've already paid taxes. It's the only money you got left by law, is money you already paid taxes on. And yet, they tax you again on the money you accumulated your whole life after you pay taxes on it. So Gavin Newsom is just showing the cards of all these crazy Democrat lunatic communists. The budget is entitled California for All, and it declares drinking water a fundamental right, and adds the budget includes short-term measures to bring immediate relief to communities without safe drinking water, and also proposes an ongoing sustainable funding source to address this problem in the future. The source is a new fund, Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund. See, the minute Democrats mention the word safe and affordable, it means you're going to get ripped off. And it's not safe, it's toxic, and it's not affordable, it's unaffordable, and they're going to steal more of your own money. The Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund established a new special fund with a dedicated funding source from new water, fertilizer, and dairy fees to enable the State Water Resources Control Board to assist communities, particularly disadvantaged communities, of course. It's income redistribution. Tax me for every drop of water I use so you can give free water to poor people who vote Democrat. This is the entire strategy of the Democratic Party, is tax all of us to death till we work and work and work and drop freaking dead from working so we can pay all their freaking taxes so they can give free stuff to poor people who vote Democrat. There's the whole plan of the Democratic Party. The budget includes $4.9 million general fund on a one-time basis for the State Water Resources Control Board and the Department of Food and Agriculture to take initial steps towards implementation of the Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Program, including implementation of fee collection systems, adoption of annual implementation plan, and development of a map of high-risk aquifers used as drinking water sources. The San Francisco Chronicle notes the details of the proposed tax are unknown, but a similar proposal was abandoned by then-Governor Jerry Brown last year after failing to garner enough support in the legislature. Critics have already slammed the plan with former Republican gubernatorial candidate Travis Allen, who came on this show, by the way, urging fellow Republicans to take back the state. You know, listen, that horse has already left the barn, buddy. And the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association and the Association of California Water Agencies saying the state should tap into its budget surplus to pay for the needed clear water supplies. By the way, do you understand why California has a budget surplus? Because they tax people to death. All it comes down to is You tax some more, you spend some more. You're completely broke. You're completely bankrupt as a state. You have massive debt. You raise the taxes more. You ask the people to pay. And then you claim you have a surplus. This is how bad California is. The far left Ninth Circuit Court, which is always California or Hawaii or Washington or Oregon, but almost always California, because, of course, California is such a big state, they've got most of the courts. And the far-left Ninth Circuit rules against Little Sisters of the Poor and mandates that they must pay for contraceptives in spite of the win in the Supreme Court. Now, how can you do that? Could someone explain this to me? I'm dying to read this article with you right now for the first time, because I pick all these articles based on the headline. But I haven't read them yet. I have no time to read them. I read them on the show and tell you what's going on in the world and how bad things have gotten. The California court, see? I told you. I didn't know that either. It could have been Oregon. It could have been Washington. It could have been Hawaii. But generally, it's California court in the Ninth District. Ninth Circuit Court. A California court has ruled against Little Sisters of the Poor, opening the door for other states to take away new religious freedom rules. Only in a far-left radical court could this happen. A court in California ruled against the Catholic Nuns and Little Sisters of the Poor. This group of nuns is committed to helping poor people. They've dedicated their lives to helping poor people. However, with Obamacare, the government mandated that they provide abortion care to those who are under the employment of their order. So the nuns sued with the position that the Obamacare law discriminated against their religious freedom. And the Supreme Court agreed with their position in May of 2016. I remember reading this to you in May of 2016. The Supreme Court unanimously protected the Little Sisters of the Poor from draconian government fines and recognized that the government does not need the Little Sisters to provide services such as the week after pill. The court also noted the government finally admitted it could indeed meet its goals without involving the Little Sisters. In its decision, the Supreme Court held that after its unprecedented call for supplemental briefing, that the lower court should again review the case. Wow. All we've ever wanted to do is serve the neediest among us, as if they were Christ himself, said Sister Lorraine Marie McGuire. Wow, what a nice Irish lady. Mother Provincial for the Little Sisters of the Poor, that's her title. We look forward to serving the elderly poor for another 175 years to come. On October 6, 2017, Health and Human Services issued a new rule with an updated broad religious exemption that finally protected religious nonprofits like the Little Sisters of the Poor, a group of Catholic nuns who care for the elderly poor. In its new rule, the government admitted it broke the law by trying to force the Little Sisters and others to provide services like the week after pill and their health plans that violated their religious beliefs. That result should mean the end is near for the Little Sisters lawsuit. However, following the new mandate announcement, the state of California sued the federal government to take away the Little Sisters' religious exemption. Doesn't that make sense? The state of California suing nice nuns who want to help poor people, making their lives miserable. California admits that it has many of its own programs to provide contraceptives to women who want them. California never filed suit over the much larger secular exemptions created by the Obama administration for big corporations, exemptions that apply to tens of millions more people than a religious exemption. California's own mandate does not even apply to Little Sisters of the Poor, and California has not identified a single actual person who had contraceptive coverage but will lose it because of this new rule. Despite all of this, California asked the judge to find that the Little Sisters should be forced to comply with the federal mandate or pay tens of millions of dollars of government fines. On November 21st, 2017, Beckett intervened on behalf of the Little Sisters of the Poor in California, Pennsylvania, argued all along the government has many ways to provide services to women who want them as well as protect Little Sisters. Neither the federal government nor the state governments need nuns to help them give out contraceptives. On December 12th, the Little Sisters argued in an Oakland, California district court for their right to participate in the case and receive protection from government fines. On December 29th, the court granted their motion to intervene in the case. In January 2018, the Little Sisters appealed to the Ninth Circuit to overturn a federal judge's decision to invalidate the new HHS rule protecting the sisters. On April 9th, Beckett filed his brief explaining why the state has no right to challenge this regulation and why the new regulation is required by law and the 2016 Supreme Court order. Oral arguments took place on October 19, 2018. On November 7th of last year, the government issued a new rule finalizing its exemption protecting religious ministries. On December 13th, the Ninth Court ruled against HHS's, which is Homeland Security's interim interim exemption. I'm sorry, it's Human Services against their interim exemption and allowed California to continue its fight against the Little Sisters. The Ninth Circuit ruling did not address the final HHS rules. So this Ninth Circuit gang of far-left crazy judges couldn't care less about the United States Constitution, and now they've proven they couldn't care less about the Supreme Court ruling. A group of nuns who give their lives helping the poor should never have been mandated by an illegal law to pay for contraception. It's time for Obama and his cronies to leave them alone, this article says. And then the other thing that's amazing is how there are so many different polls that disagree with each other. You can't figure out who's telling the truth or who's correct. Maybe not truth. Maybe no one's lying, but their polling is inaccurate. And so here's an article that says Trump approval climbs as scorn of the Mueller probe increases. The latest tracking poll from IBD-TIPP, Investors Business Daily. And by the way, there were two polls that were good during the 2016 election that showed that Trump was right in there and might very well win. One was Rasmussen, the other was IBD, Investors Business Daily, TIPP. And this one, which was one of the good ones, finds that public disdain for the Russia probe intensifies as Trump's approval climbs. Nationwide survey of 903 adults finds that despite a government shutdown for which the anti-Trump media is blaming President Trump, the president's job approval rating jumped 2 points above last month. And even though the public disapproves of how Trump is doing his job by a little bit, 51% agree the president's opponents are using the ongoing special counsel investigation into alleged Trump-Russia collusion as a way to delegitimize the 2016 election. And according to the pollster, those opponents include the media. That includes most independents, 52%, the vast majority of Republicans, 70%. Even 31% of the Democrats agreed with that statement. So there's poll one, and then poll two. This headline says Trump doubles down on border wall as polls show voters turning against his shutdown strategy. We'll read this all to you when we get back, but it's so confusing. So is his poll numbers going up or is poll numbers going down? Polling is that inaccurate. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War Now on USA Radio Network, your relentless warrior. I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless, and I am a warrior, Wayne Allen Root, born Wayne Allen Root in Mount Vernon High School. Long time ago, 1961, 57 years ago, I truly am a warrior. My name is War, and I was born that way. Conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. You can only find it at USA Radio and now iHeartRadio. If you go to iHeartRadio on demand, you can listen to all 3 hours of my radio show every single day, but you don't have to listen live. If you want to listen live, go to USA Radio, where you are right now, I assume, or perhaps one of the USA affiliates around the country. Or KBET, my Las Vegas affiliate. You could listen to any one of those places live, but when you don't get a chance to listen live, you can listen all day long. Like, take me, right? I have TiVo, which records all your TV shows on DirecTV, and you get to watch them later, whenever you want. You know, you can watch them 2 months from now, 5 weeks from now, 5 days from now, 5 hours from now, but you never have to watch them when they run live. And so it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, I've had it for 10 years. It's not some new discovery. But it's just the greatest thing ever. Well, that's what my radio show is now. You get to listen anytime at iHeartRadio. So if you miss an hour of this show or miss a minute of this show, just go look at the last show at iHeartRadio at any time. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET here in Las Vegas, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred Weinberg, who was the first guy to syndicate me nationwide. Brilliant man. Ed Stoltz, Fred Weinberg. Most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. You can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot, and you can find me each night on Newsmax Television, which is Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, and many cable systems all over the United States. We just added 30 million homes on Comcast Xfinity. All right. You know, this show is about politics mostly and sometimes controversial stories in the news, but it's also about living better and living well because your host, Wayne Root, is just obsessed with staying young and looking good and anti-aging and health. Both my parents died of cancer 28 days apart, so I've had a lifelong love of healthy eating and working out and taking vitamins and trying to stay healthy so bad things don't happen to me. And I want to pass that on to you. And so a new study's out, and I'm very proud that, you know, it's kind of stuff that I believe in. It proves that I'm right. Less sitting and more moving tied to living longer. And I've seen study after study that shows that even a few minutes a day of movement is better than not moving at all. And that any kind of movement you do each day all adds up to more minutes at the end of your life. This new study says doing less sitting and more moving is tied to living longer. Replacing 30 minutes per day of sedentary time with 30 minutes of physical activity at a light intensity was associated with a 17% lower risk of early death in a study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology on Monday. The study found that replacing 30 minutes of sedentary time with 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise was associated with a 35% lower risk of early death. If you replace 30 minutes of sitting time with 30 minutes of light intensity physical activity, so something just like a casual stroll down the hall, that can even lower your risk. Obviously, it doesn't lower your risk as much as exercise or as much as moderate to vigorous physical activity, but it could still lower risk. And to us, that was somewhat of a new finding. Any movement for any length of time is going to give you health benefit, and this is really shifting what we used to know about physical activity. The study included national data on 7,999 people aged 45 and older who were actively who were activity monitors to track their sedentary time. See, and someone like me, you know, I may exercise really hard, 30 to 45 minutes a day every day, right? Most days 30, 35 now. Used to be 2 hours, but I cut it down because of Synagenics. So I do a hard 30, 35 minutes. But I also stand the entire day. I never sit. I mean, I might sit a total of 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. I stand the whole day. I have a standing desk, and I stand the entire day. And the researchers found that replacing sitting time with exercise and movement was associated with a benefit, but replacing prolonged periods of sitting with shorter periods of sitting was also associated with a benefit. So it really is very interesting. You just don't want to sit. You know, that's why people die in hospitals, because you're lying in a hospital bed. You're just laying there, and you just waste away and you die. You got to move, man. My book, Power of Relentless, the whole point of the book was movement, 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 movement all day long. Physical movement, mental movement, spiritual movement all day long, and that's what I do all day. And that's what's good for you. So we're trying to improve your lives as well here at War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court today, and his attorneys didn't argue against that bail. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams does tell Fox News he was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
One of the things that I was taken back by, and I thought that his lawyers, meaning Patterson's lawyers, would have asked for some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
On Monday in New Orleans, President Trump was praising the nation's farmers. The president was speaking at an American Farm Bureau convention, the 100th annual. The president also said that farmers feed, fuel, and sustain the USA. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Cliff Lawrence, my resident comedian buddy. I mean, this guy sells his jokes to the late-night talk show host. This guy is so funny, and he just sent me his newest jokes. Democrats opposed to President Trump's border wall say it's a waste of money. And if there's one thing Democrats won't tolerate, it's wasting money. I thought that's funny. According to a new report, Mexico's birth rate is declining. The average Mexican couple has only 2 children. That's in Mexico. They average 4 more once they get to the United States. That's hilarious. Mexican police have discovered a tunnel linking Nogales, Mexico and Nogales, Arizona. As a result, smugglers are being asked to use alternate tunnels. Experts say as a result, Arizonans seeking to buy illegal drugs could experience delays of up to 10 minutes. More than 170 drug tunnels have been found since 1990. In fact, economists say the smugglers spend more on infrastructure than the United States government. Cliff Lawrence, my resident comedian. Thank you, Cliff. Sells his stuff to the late night comedians, and I get it for free because he loves my show. Thank you very much, Cliff. And we wish you good health, buddy. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. If you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before, ever, and if you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. All right, we've got our guest here, Josh Manning, the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. WesternJournal.com. He's going to be here to talk about the most popular stories featured in his very popular website, which is one of the top five in the United States as far as traffic for conservative talk sites. And so, Josh Manning, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Wayne, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Despite all those problems with, with Google and all the analytics and all the web just trying to do, all the tech guys in Silicon Valley trying to just bury, your traffic and make sure conservative sites fail, I hear you're still doing fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it. We're doing well, praise God. And, we will continue to. They did a number on us last year, 2018. That was rough for everybody, but especially conservative publishers and social media. But, man, we are fighting our way back and doing well.
All right, cool. WesternJournal.com. So the most popular topics today, 2014 flashback, because one wall wasn't good enough. De Blasio built inside Gracie Mansion's wall. He built inside Gracie Mansion. So what, he built a double wall? That's the communist Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York? I didn't hear this story. What are we talking about here?
So we stumbled onto this from about 5 years ago. Originally, Gracie Mansion, the mansion where the mayor of New York lives, traditionally, it has a wall around it. And normally we would do a story on that if a liberal was in power over there like de Blasio saying, hey, he lives behind a wall and doesn't want a wall at the southern border. Isn't that hypocritical? But looking back, we found a fantastic story in the New York Post. 5 years ago, de Blasio decided that the wall was not good enough. Instead, what he needed was a fence inside the wall. So now, Gracie Mansion has a giant fence around it, and to protect that fence, there is a wall around that. So a wall isn't good enough. He needs a double barrier. And what he says is that he wanted, or what he said at the time, was that he wanted a fence in place because the passersby were gawking at his yard and looking at his house. So he doesn't have to worry about cocaine runners. He doesn't have to worry about coyotes. He doesn't have to worry about human traffickers. What he has to worry about is people gawking. And that was enough to get him to build a wall. So right. Given what's happening on the southern border, he should be all in for building a huge wall, a big, beautiful wall. But as usual with leftists, Wayne, you know this, what's good for me is not necessarily good for thee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got a guy. We got a leftist here in Las Vegas, the most leftist of the left of the left. He's the publisher of the left-wing newspaper, the Las Vegas Sun, which comes inside every day's delivery of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which is my paper. I'm the prominent columnist who handles national politics for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. But they cut some sort of marketing deal 20 years ago, and they tried to get out of it, and judges ruled they could not get out of it. They ruled it's ironclad. And so the RJ, Las Vegas Review-Journal, has to keep including the Sun inside it. And the Sun is this liberal newspaper, like as bad as the Village Voice, you know, and it's run by a guy named Greenspun, Brian Greenspun. And one of the reporters in the RJ, I mean, I constantly write about liberals with fences and walls around their houses, but one reporter actually bothered to look up his residence, meaning Brian Greenspun, the liberal publisher who argues all day long that walls are racist, and he's got a giant wall around his house. So he wrote that last week. Well, so the publisher wrote the most incredible over-the-top column yesterday on the front of his paper saying that you're going to get us killed, you're going to get me death threats, what you've done is so horrible, you're just horrible people, conservatives are awful people. He named that reporter. It wasn't me. I was shocked that I didn't get involved in this somehow, because he constantly makes comments about me. But this time he went after the guy who dared to name his house with a wall around it, and said that it's the most horrible thing he's ever heard, that conservatives should compare, you know, a nation having a wall with me as an individual choosing a wall. Can you imagine that they think that's not fair game? And you know what my argument is? There's zero difference between a liberal saying, I'm against the wall, and then having a wall around your house, versus a conservative saying, I'm against abortion, but, you know, I just got one for my girlfriend. You know, it's the same thing. He's arguing that it's outrageous that you would even mention whether a private person has a wall, you're going to get me killed. It sounds to me like we hit a really strong nerve, and we're in the right on this one, and great job by the reporter who wrote about it. He did a great job, and I think this guy's column was just so horrible. He ripped this reporter to shreds, and all the reporter did was report a fact. You got a wall around your house.
Wayne, I think they're crumbling. We ran a story today with a piece from, what's his name, Andrew Cuomo, or Chris Cuomo on CNN, and this is where he's basically acknowledging, hey, Trump is right. We do have walls down there, we do have barriers, and we need more of them. Now, Cuomo is a very outspoken liberal. I mean, we've seen him just absolutely off on the president on CNN, and now he's siding with him on some of this. And I saw a story today with quotes from maybe six or seven other Democrats who were giving in, saying, hey, look, you know, there's a time and a place for walls. This wall thing is maybe not the worst thing in the world. The thing that did it for me, Wayne, was last week when the president was about to address the nation, and the networks couldn't decide if they were going to carry it or not. That, to me, was a signal that we are in control of this, and they are terrified. Why else would you try to silence somebody? They say Trump shoots himself in the foot every time he talks. Well, why not let him talk to his heart's content? The reason they don't let him talk to his heart's content is that they know they're losing this, and they are absolutely terrified of what's coming. And Wayne, as long as we don't blink, keep it shut down, keep the pressure on, we're going to win this.
You know, I love Trump, but I predict we're going to blink, and I predict Trump's going to blink. I hate to say it, but I just don't believe that they're going to keep not paying federal employees as more and more of the TSA guys go on strike and leave people in three-hour lines at airports or four-hour lines. They never make their flights. I think they're going to blink. Now, I'm not rooting for it. I don't want us to blink, and I do believe, I agree with you. I think we're going to win this thing. I really do, Josh Manning, if we don't blink. But we always do, and I just believe we're going to blink eventually. So do I think we're in the driver's seat? Yeah, I think as long as we don't blink, we're in the driver's seat, but we're going to blink because we always do. It'll be Mitch McConnell who blinks. It'll be McCarthy in the House that blinks. They'll force Trump to blink over massive, you know, delays at airports around the country, or who knows what else scheme Democrats have in mind with government employees causing pain to the average American. Right now there is no pain. Someone said to me today, don't you know there's a government strike? And I said, no. Nobody I know cares. Nobody I know even realizes it's going on. It doesn't affect our life in any way if you're a small businessman. So, you know, I couldn't care less, but I do feel bad for the people who aren't getting paychecks. So I'll say that. But other than that, it doesn't affect my life in any way. And did you happen to see my tweet? I doubt you're just staring at my Twitter thing, but I had an interesting tweet over the weekend that got more response than I think anything I've done in a long, long time. I said I feel really bad for the government employees, because I feel bad for anyone who doesn't get a paycheck and has to pay bills and has rent or mortgage. It's terrible. So I feel bad, but it's just interesting to note that this is a few weeks of pain, and then the minute it's over, they know for a fact they'll get all their back pay, whereas I and every small businessman and woman in America went through 8 years of strangulation and suffocation by Barack Obama's policies. He tried to knock us off the face of the earth, destroy us. He sicked the IRS on me. He damaged my income. He destroyed my assets. 8 years of pain and not sleeping, and no one cared, and no media cared, and the federal government didn't care, and the government employees didn't care. So it's interesting. We had to take 8 years of pain, and no one cared, and you get a few minutes of pain, and everyone cares. I got so many responses, and they were all on my side, by the way.
Well, of course, because they know what it's like. They know what it's like. And the real world is not like the government world. You know, we've really messed up on this, Wayne. It's Republicans need to come out and propose legislation that would immediately begin paying workers, to federal workers who are still having to work, people like the TSA guys. The military, we know, is already getting paid. But we have so messed up. We ought to try to make it as hard as possible for the furloughed employees. We ought to make it as hard as possible for them to want to come back. Ideally, when they stop getting a government paycheck, they should go on and find a job to do in the private sector. We bleed the government that way.
And, hey, Josh, hold on. We're just, with the music stop, we're coming back in one sec. Hold that thought. And by the way, we should also pass a law right away that says that the Congress can't take their money. If you're not going to pay the federal employees, then the congressman should get paid. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, Worn Out, back with Josh Manning. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, thank you to My Doctor Suggest. They're the reason I have a voice. They're the reason that my voice hangs in there, even though I do 3 hours a day of radio and many interviews during the day, and lots of business meetings, lots of conference calls. My voice is always there when I need it, and I thank you. 3 hours a day on radio and TV, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year, and now my throat is a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggest colloidal silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long, and silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast, and you get to suck on a lozenge and let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof that it works. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. My Doctor Suggests. Com or 866-660-9868. We're back with Josh Manning of his wonderful website, senior news editor, westernjournal.com. Hey, Josh, welcome back.
Hey, Wayne, thank you.
I think the funniest story of the day has got to be Californians starting a wildfire prevention charity called GoatFundMe. GoatFundMe, as in GoFundMe, but they want goats to eat all the stuff that's going to burn up, right? Is that what they mean?
This is probably my favorite story of the day, too. I can't bring myself to call it a GoatFundMe. that's just too bad. The joke is so horrible. But it is true. Wayne, so we're seeing now that PG&E, Pacific Gas Electric, looks like they're going to go bankrupt over the fires that they're responsible for. Nobody in the media, anyway, is really pointing the fingers at environmentalists and sort of hippie types who have not wanted the logging industry in place. Logging industry could have cleared out all of that undergrowth. And even now, on the other side of the fires, they still don't want that. So what is this one town suggesting? We're not going to bring in loggers who will, you know, create jobs and harvest timber and actually be a net benefit to society. No, no, no. We're asking people to donate to GoFundMe so we can hire two shepherds who will bring their goats to town and eat the undergrowth. I kid you not, Wayne.
Make sure you understand that Josh didn't say GoFundMe. He said GoatFundMe, which is just hilarious, man.
Wayne, where else but California would this be the solution? $30 billion in damage from wildfires. $30 billion. And this part of California, their response to that, they're going to hang their hats on, oh, goats, why not? It is so funny and so stereotypical of the left in California and this weird, crunchy lifestyle that just makes absolutely no sense to Heartland America. Wayne, I don't know about you. I cannot relate to hoping that a group of goats will save my town from a wildfire. That doesn't work in my mind.
All right. And I think the most serious story of the day is that Gavin Newsom, who's a runaway communist, a crazy man, an absolute nutcase, liberal, radical, wacko, his very first proposed budget calls for a tax on drinking water. I'm waiting for a tax on the air we breathe. I'm waiting for a tax on you having the nerve to die. You're not allowed to die until you give us, you know, $100,000, and then we'll let you die. These people are absolutely freaking crazy.
Wayne, that used to be the joke, right? Someday they're going to start taxing the air we breathe and the water we drink. Well, you know, someday is now. And what Newsom is saying is that there are parts of California that don't get good water service. In fact, the water providers, I think the article I read said there are maybe 9 companies who provide water who over the last 6 years have had one health infraction. Now, we don't know what a health infraction is. You know, it could have been somebody not wearing gloves on site or something else. Who knows how serious it was. But that has given Newsom the opportunity to go in and say, oh, well, what we need is for the government to take this over and provide water for these people. And, hey, to do that, let's tax water, presumably everywhere. I mean, I haven't seen anywhere where the people who need the water are going to be immune from the tax. So the people who actually need the water, they're going to pay more for it. Taxes don't cause more of a product to be sold. They cause less of a product to be sold. They constrict the market. So what he's effectively doing is making it harder to get water in California, not easier. And, you know, Wayne, all of this would be solved if the environmentalist movement, the environmentalist left, the environmentalist wackos in California would be okay building dams. They lose billions and billions. I think it's over a trillion gallons of water from the snowpack every year going into the Pacific. And that could be diverted and used for electricity and drinking water if they would simply dam. But they are too worried about snail darters and salmon and whatever else are out there.
You know what I say to that, Josh? Damn.
What? Yeah, exactly.
They just won't build dams. Damn. Those liberals are terrible.
They will not, yeah.
Damn. All right. Hey, Josh, the music's on. We got to get running. We enjoyed having you on for 2 segments. We'll have you on again real soon with all the top headlines at westernjournal.com. But in between, you don't need to wait for Josh Manning to be a guest on Wayne Root's show. You just go to Western Journal every day and see all the hottest news stories, westernjournal.com. Hey, Josh, thanks for coming on. Happy New Year, man.
Keep up the fight, Wayne.
Thank you. Always do. Josh Manning, senior news editor, westernjournal.com. Wayne Allyn Root, hour number 2 coming up next. And we'll have Laura Loomer at the top of the hour. She had an invasion of Nancy Pelosi's ranch earlier today. We'll talk to her.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These 5-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ooh.